With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If gas prices start rising again, we may have Yemen's Houthi rebels to thank. Global oil prices are heading higher now that energy giant BP has joined others suspending shipments through the Red Sea due to the threat of attack by the Iranian-backed Houthis. A powerful storm that worked its way up the East Coast in the past few days is lashing the Northeast now, flooding rains, very high winds. Rich Otto at the National Weather Service says sustained winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour expected in many places.
As you get closer to the coast, the winds will be even stronger, and gusts of 50 to 60 miles an hour look likely across the coastal locations from Long Island into southeastern New England and the coast of Maine. And I wouldn't be surprised if we have some gusts that approach or exceed hurricane force along the coast there, especially portions of Maine.
Hundreds of thousands left without power. Also at SRNnews.com, the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives is growing impatient with leaders of the U.S. Senate for failing to take action on his priority legislation, providing $14.5 billion in emergency aid to Israel. As the Israel-Hamas war drags on, Speaker Mike Johnson says the emergency aid bill has, in his words, been gathering dust in the Senate for over 7 weeks now.
There's $67 billion sitting in the fund to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to go and audit middle class Americans and small businesses. In the hierarchy of need right now, in the urgency of the hour, I felt like it was more important to take $14 billion of that and put it to aid and assist Israel. And I guess Chuck Schumer doesn't agree with those priority choices, but we really need to get this done.
Speaker Johnson made those remarks in an exclusive interview on Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 20 points. This is SRN News. Christians weigh in on the war in Gaza.
According to a new poll from Lifeway Research, 83% of believers in this country agree that, quote, Israel must take bold measures to defend itself against Hamas' decades-long campaign of terrorism. 88% also feel that Israelis have the right to determine their own statehood and government. The survey also finds that most Christians have sympathy for Palestinian civilians and do not believe that they support Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faith and education leaders denouncing plans for an after-school Satan club at a Tennessee elementary school. But officials say they must follow the law and allow the organization hosting the club to meet. Several dozen members of the faith community in Memphis stood united with leaders at Memphis Shelby County Schools last week to criticize the planned club. They questioned the Satanic Temple's intentions in offering it and made it clear that students would need signed permission slips to attend. This is SRN News. Changes in autism-related reimbursements will come in the new year in the Hoosier State.
Indiana will implement a rate for a therapy commonly used by children with autism at a rate much less than what healthcare providers received on average in the past. Now, families worry that clinics offering the critical therapy for children will accept fewer Medicaid patients. The change does come as Indiana and several other states are reducing pandemic protections to the program. Jason Walker reporting.
Southwest Airlines paying a $35 million fine as part of a $140 million settlement with the government over a meltdown last holiday season. The airline canceled almost 17,000 flights as a winter storm paralyzed operations in Denver and Chicago and then snowballed when a crew rescheduling system couldn't keep up. More details, SRNnews.com.